Mary Lynn.
Hi, thank you for calling MX Health. My name is Aya. May I please have the name on the account?
Who's calling? I don't know who you are.
I'm sorry. This is OMAX Health. I'm sorry if I didn't say that clear enough.
Okay,
right.
Sure. Yeah, I heard something completely different, and I'm like, who's this calling me? So you're returning my phone call.
Right. What's your name?
Okay. Mary Hendricks.
H-E-N-D-R-I-X. I-X, okay. Zip code?
85308. And I'm wanting to, I had put a hold on my shipments, and I'm wanting to see, are you guys running any kind of specials right now with the virus going on or anything like that?
No, ma'am, I do apologize. We are shipping out at standard times. I show that you've actually issued a cancel keep offer, which means you're not going to be able to sign up for any other specials. Actually, I'm sorry. Let me correct that. There's a chargeback on the account, so there will be no way for you to sign up with us again.
Oh, really?
Yes, ma'am.
A chargeback?
Yes, ma'am. Filed a dispute with your financial institution.
Really?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm completely unaware of this. Do you have my address to confirm that it's me?
Well, there's two accounts with 4508 West Continental Drive.
Yes, that's my address.
And they are on one of the accounts is on a chargeback, which locks down all accounts.
A chargeback. What does that mean?
You filed the dispute with the financial institution.
I don't remember filing any dispute about the OMAX 3. That's interesting because I was buying it and then I stopped taking it for a while. Do you have any notes there at all that says anything about it?
Yes, ma'am. On November 10th, 2018, we received a chargeback.
That's the only thing you know about? That's the
only
thing you've got?
Well, once chargeback has hit the account, nothing can be done.
Wow, that's very interesting. I don't remember calling any financial institution about OMAX 3. Honestly, I don't remember calling any financial institution about any products that I've taken. I mean, I would think the only time you would do that is if you're disputing something sent to you and they refuse to refund money, then you would call your credit card or whatever. So I've not had to do that. So I'm wondering if there was a mistake made. There's nobody else here that would have called and done that in my name that I'm aware of anyway.
Well, it shows me the chargeback was filed on the September 2nd of 2018 charge. It was a subscription offer. You got a 2-month supply for $79.95. And then whenever you called in back in November, we informed you we couldn't accept it. And so we offered you the cancel keep, which is a 50% refund. You accepted that, but then the chargeback hit us 9 days later on the 10th where you disputed for the other half. So, yeah, your account's in chargeback. We're not going to be able to do anything in new reference to the account.
Well, okay, I understand what you're saying, but I would not have done that. Not if I agreed to a 50% back. I know at one point they sent me a product, and when I received it, there was something amiss with it. But I liked the product, and I think they gave me the 50% back, but I would never have called to dispute. If I had greeted that, I would never call and then ask for the remainder. So I don't know how that happened.
I don't either. I can only tell you what we have on the account, and it shows there was a 50% refund, and then the dispute was filed for the remaining half. So we won't be able to do anything, unfortunately, Mrs. Hendricks.
Okay. Okay, well, thanks so much. I mean, I'm certain that I did not do that second part. I can understand where I would agree to like a 50% if there was something wrong with the product when I got it, but not I wouldn't have called and backed out of a deal and asked for the rest of it back. So I'm not sure how that came to pass. And there shouldn't be anybody here that would have done that in my name here at the house. So that's disturbing to me to hear that. So, okay. Well, I guess I can't get your product then.
I do understand. Well, I do want to thank you for calling Omax Health and hope you have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.